11,000 feet, doing 700 knots, Mach 1.15. I think this is going to be Ojai right here, because that's the lake bed.
A student is flying through the skies above Ventura County. Well, he's not actually in a plane, but he's experiencing flying through a new high-tech simulation classroom in Camarillo, which is the latest tool to help those interested in careers in aviation. Andrew Boz is a Cal State Channel Island student who's taking the Aviation Aerospace Sciences class offered by the Ventura County Office of Education's Career Education Center.
I've always had an interest in planes and, you know, spaceships, so it was a really cool opportunity. I just really love doing everything here with the simulators.
The Career Education Center's aviation program is in its second year, but the Flight Simulation Center is brand new. Its official name is the Test and Evaluation Collaborative Hub. When you walk into the classroom, you see more than a dozen flight simulators and even a control tower where students can learn to pilot planes, helicopters, and drones.
There's a number of simulators, so there's different rows. They're designed to be kind of progressive. So in the first row, you're kind of doing light level simulation, and then as they move back, you get more and more advanced in the simulations until you end up in the simulators in the very back, and then ultimately in the control tower. So they're designed progressively, so that students get more and more intense experiences and they have access to more of the simulators and more options within the simulator programs.
Dr. Tiffany Morse is Executive Director of the Ventura County Office of Education's Career Education Center. Morse says this new facility is accessible to everyone from middle school students to college students and even adults out of school who want to enroll in the class.
Our job is to make sure that students are college prepared if that's where they choose to go, or career ready if they go into a career, knowing that at the end of the day, all of our students are going to have careers. And what we're really trying to do is keep them in Ventura County, so to provide opportunities that relate to local high-skill, high-wage jobs in the county. So that they'll stay here.
The class is taught by a Navy aerospace engineer who's also a Navy reservist who tries to mix the fun of flying with the science behind it.
The whole field of aerospace is open up. So this program is not necessarily just solely geared towards pilots. There's naval flight officers, there's flight engineers, there's air traffic controllers, as I talked about, there's aerospace engineers, and then on top of that, then you have some of the aviation weather types. The whole field is open, but the basis that I really stress with the students is math first. You know, I have students who love math, and I have students who don't care for math, but they see it in direct application for the things that we cover.
Diallo Wallace says the more than two dozen students in the program are excited about learning about different aspects of aviation and the aerospace field.
The main thing that I want to instill in students is this sense of curiosity, building their character so that they know that they have the confidence to go and set a goal, whatever it may be, and then achieve it. And it's up to them. No one else. It's up to them.
Hunter Browneller is an 18-year-old student in the aviation and aerospace class and says she's learning things she can't get through other schools in the county.
I wanted to fly. I think it's amazing. And to be able to fly in the simulators is absolutely incredible, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Browneller is currently working on getting her private pilot's license. Does the Ventura College student want to have a career in aviation?
I'm exploring my options right now. My mother was a commercial pilot, so that's one thing that I'm looking at, but I'm also looking at becoming a naval pilot and maybe even becoming one of the newer Blue Angels maybe one day. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Her father, Stephen Browneller, says it's pretty impressive to have this type of resource available in Ventura County.
I think it's excellent. Really helps her to get some exposure she wouldn't get on the local level, especially.
Students attend class here in the flight simulation classroom 3 hours a week and then have an online component to the program as well. It's expected the tech center will also be used to support new classes at local colleges as well as for some personnel at Naval Base Ventura County. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.